Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of the Let's Trek team. And I want to thank you today for being here and joining together to say our health is important. I used to jump in front of that British lady all the time to get talking, and this time she said it, and I almost didn't even get started. So again, welcome, you guys. I love having you here. I love having us be together to talk about our health because we know it. We know it's the best decision we're going to make. I hope you know you're worth it. And sometimes it's hard to say that and know that within yourself. So embrace that. You are so worth making health top priority, because with doing that, you can give back to others and be that best person and just enjoy your days more. So we say whether you're venturing down this road for the first time and you're here to say, what's this whole health thing about, or you've been living this, this is the way you live, welcome. We're in this together. We're here to support each other, learn from each other. It's a constant learning thing with health, isn't it? And I think that's what's so exciting. Celebrate accomplishments. Don't you love it when you hear success stories from people and you know, you feel it for them, but at the same time, it inspires you, and it inspires me to want to do the same thing. And we hold each other accountable, you know, and I want to count on you guys to hold me accountable for things, and you can count on me, you can count on our Destination Health, our Let's Trust team, your fellow listeners and members here to back you up, to have your back for whatever you need. So with that, I say, you know, how's your week been, you guys? These weeks just fly. Today is the first day of spring, and we have just come through a long, hard, cold winter. So we know that time goes by. Time goes by whether we're doing something or not. But the number one thing I encourage you to do when you look back on your week is look at your victories. Celebrate what you feel good about and what you're proud of, and hold those close and build on those and keep going. You know, on top of that, you know, what did you learn? What, you know, do you not want to do again? Because if we're not doing those things, if we're not failing at some stuff or doing things, but you're thinking, ick, you know, I don't want to experience that again. If we're not doing those kind of things, then we're not moving forward. So that's just part of life. It's part of growing, and it's actually the cool part. So let's get moving. We're taking your questions today. Brittany's working the show with me today. So if you have something you want to share, if you want to ask, press 1, okay? We want to hear. This is a chat. This is just all of us sitting around talking. I know you guys don't get to sit around, but, you know, relaxing. You're driving all the time and working so hard. But just think, if we were sitting over a dinner, or a good dinner, right, a good healthy dinner, then we get to chat and talk. So that's what this is about. So, again, remember, press 1 and jump on board here with us. So today I wanted to talk about this, and it's so appropriate because we're going to talk about challenges. We just finished a 27-day challenge with some of our members on here, and so they're going to come on board to share a little bit about that. But first I want to just talk about that too. You know, why even challenge yourself? Why not stay in the comfort zone? It's kind of a nice place to be, isn't it? You know, it's predictable. We know what to expect. No surprises. People will ask sometimes, like, how are things going? And I'm like, they're good. Everything's good. It's like status quo. And sometimes that's where I want to be. I don't want any surprises. But at the same time, status quo doesn't get us very far, does it? You know, safe and comfortable does not force us to grow, and we know that. You know, it doesn't offer that resistance that actually makes us grow as a person. You know, think of a muscle. You know, it's kind of appropriate analogy here. You know, think of a muscle with weights and with resistance bands. You know, we add that resistance and grow physically, our muscle. So why not the same thing with our life, with different things in our life? The path of least resistance will get us nowhere. And, you know, we all kind of know that. And that's why I hope you just venture out and decide after, you know, or during the show, something you want to do, because we want to hear about it. So this is what I found with that. I have not always been a person that would challenge myself. I was a quiet soul in school. I was a chubby girl growing up, so I didn't want to get myself out there and bring any attention to myself or do something that might embarrass myself. So it wasn't until, you know, later in life, and to be honest, with forcing myself out of that comfort zone for trying different things, and I have to thank a friend of mine that taught me that to by watching her, to see her try things that made me do it too. And so that's what, think about that too as you go through this. Who are you going to bring along on this journey with you? When I look back, and I want you to think about this too, when I look back at the times that I know I grew as a person, it honestly was coming through some difficult beforehand. I would not have even done it. I would have said no way because it was too hard. But when I did do that, and like I said, looking back, those are the times I'm most grateful for. So whether it's personally, you know, maybe with relationships or meeting new people, I was never good at meeting new people before, again, because I just wouldn't extend myself. And it wasn't was out of my own fears, personally. So in my work life, I'm sure all you guys have done this. I hope you're nodding your head with this because we've all gone through this. New jobs, you know, learning curves, doing things we don't know how to do. Public speaking, I'm still not comfortable with that. But through having to do trainings and that with previous jobs, it forced me to do it, and you realize, you know, it's not so bad. And then, of course, the physical part, walking into the gym for the first time, I'll never forget that. Walking into the gym first time, feeling like I don't belong here. You know, what am I doing here? But then learning, that was probably the least judgmental place I had ever been because everybody's there doing the same thing I'm doing, trying to make myself physically better. And all those things, you know, led me up to then when I ventured into doing the iron training for the Ironman. And personally, I would not have done that myself. I had got myself around people that I saw stretching themselves as well. I wanted to kind of use that analogy because it was a great lesson to me. And Brittany and I were talking about this just a couple weeks ago. And she even said, she goes, you need to share that. And I know I've talked with some people about this before, but through the Ironman training, one of the things I always tell people too when they're, and I like using a race schedule or training for a race because it's just a great analogy of goal setting, you guys. It's when you train for a race, you know, you look at down the road when it is, you know, you're not going to start today and then, you know, run even 3 miles, you know, tomorrow or 5 miles or half marathon or marathon. You plan out a schedule of how to get there. And my iron training was so daunting, I really forced myself to just look at what I had to do today or what I had to do this week, because if I looked at the whole thing, it would be too much. So with anything I encourage you, with challenges you're going to do or look to do, and what I love, what Kevin said, it was either last week or the week before, was this, when we talk about getting healthy and what we want to do, there's no deadline to that. This is something we're just doing. And that was actually very freeing to me when he said that, because it's true. You know, our path to do this is not going to be a straight path. We're going to be zigzagging all over the place, you know, because we're going to have weeks, holidays, or different things that come up. But that end goal, that, and again, I say end goal, but there's not a deadline. It's just that goal of living a healthy lifestyle. And I got myself off track. I'm so sorry. So, anyways, let me back up to this, okay? So, anyways, what I was thinking about, I was talking about schedules and so forth to break it down, okay, and schedule it. But anyways, my one example I want to use from my iron training that just out of that whole six-month process that had this one day that stands as a pivotal point. And you guys, when you're looking at challenges to do, again, you won't know them looking ahead because you might be too afraid to do it then. But looking back, again, it'll be that one thing. And I bet all of you guys can think of what that one thing is right now. It's something in your life. And it might have been, you know, guys, when you guys ventured out to get your own authority, or you left, you know, you left the company job, or you left your job and period and hit the road. Oh, my gosh, what courage that would have taken. And how would you have even known what that would look like? But looking back, you know, would you change it? Would you have changed going through some of those hard points? So the thing I wanted to share with you was it was actually my first 100-mile bike ride. When you train for an Ironman, you the 8 weeks prior to the event, the 6 weeks, you'd go like Saturday, you would do a 100-mile bike ride. And then on the Sunday, you would do your long run, which started at like 16 miles and then incrementally went up 18, 20, so forth. So you had 6 weeks of that. So my first 100-mile bike ride, I went with two friends of mine. There are two gentlemen that have been good bikers. And I didn't throw a whole lot in, but it got started. And I'll tell you what, you guys, I about quit in my head three or four times. And you'll find you will do this. When you are in difficult situations, your mind will take over. If, one, you don't have the resolve that you are going to do it no matter what, and the one thing, too, is to have people with you. Have somebody with you that's your support, that knows what you're doing, that you have lots of what you'll hear with goals to tell people. Well, tell people so that they can be a support to you. So my two friends, they would not let me quit. I honestly, it's hilarious. The one guy told me afterwards, he said he saw me on my phone, and he figured I was calling my husband to come pick me up, and I honestly, I think I was. And at different points, like we hit a certain mile, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm close to where my brother is. He's got a truck. He can take me home with my bike. And I convinced myself in my head that I was being unfair to my family for being out there. I was taking too much time away from them. Who did I think I was doing this? And so I justified in my head why it would be okay to quit. And when I look back on that day, I have goosebumps, actually, because if it wasn't for my friends that got me through that, that would not let me quit. And if I didn't persevere and just get through that, I don't know where I would be today. It scares me to think of it because what that would have done to me to quit. But what it did for me by pushing through that challenge, first of all, it got me to the next ride. I don't know if that next ride would have happened because that doubt would have grown. It would have validated all that crap I was saying in my head about why I couldn't do something. And we've all done that, you know, especially, and I wonder, you guys, and I'd love to hear from you, when you're driving, especially if you're driving by yourself, what does your head say? You know, what is it, you know, that chatter in your head? Is it lifting you up or is it bringing you down? And we are here to help you at any point in that. Trust me, if you have a challenge you're working through and you just need some support, we want to be a support for you with that. So, again, looking at this challenge, you know, my son in the midst of this, going to the Marine boot camp, he said the same thing. In the midst of it, it was hell. And he doesn't know how he made it through it. But yet, when he looks back on that as what made him a stronger person, I mean, he actually craves to go back there. I'm the same way with the iron training. I crave to go back to those hard points that made me grow. So what does that say about that? I think we should look for, you know, look for those things that are going to push us even more. And that's what I hope you might get out of this, because I want you to hear from some people, too, that are doing the same thing. So we're in the business process. You know, it may not feel good. It's freaking scary because we don't know if we can. It can be physically painful. But again, when you look back, you know, it's when you grow the most and you find a way. I'm sure all of you out there, when you think of a challenge, you found a way to get through it. So what's yours? What's yours right now? First of all, to think about what's one, I want you to think about one right now that you made it through that you, if you would have thought about it, you would have never done it. You don't know how you got through it, but yet you did. And I'd love to hear about it. So, you know, whether you can think of one or ton of those moments, and maybe it's none. Maybe you are kind of thinking, like, gosh, maybe I really haven't challenged myself. You know, that's okay. We always say start where you are. We're looking forward. So if that next challenge you want to face is your first, your 100th, that is just it. It's the next challenge. And over a course of weeks or months or a year, it's just going to make you grow more as a person. So, again, you know, we're a health and well-being show. What are you thinking about right now? What do you want to challenge yourself to be the most healthy person, both physically and mentally, being comfortable with, you know, who you are and where you want to go? Is it, you know, is it something, do you want to learn more about what to eat? You know, Kevin's sharing about fermenting vegetables and so forth, which is so cool and just a fun way to better ourselves and better, you know, different things we can do for our body. Is it something you want to challenge yourself physically? You know, do you know you need to get out and walk more? Do you know that you just, that is the one thing you need to do? It might even be having to deal with stress or relaxing more. So we say start small, work your way up. Do not overthink it, because that will paralyze you. We say don't analyze till you're paralyzed. Don't overthink it. And then let us, you know, we'd love to hear more about it and recognize some of your achievements when you do make it happen, okay? So I want to hear what's next. What's next for you guys? The more you're going to challenge yourself and succeed at trusting, the more you're going to believe, and those possibilities will just keep growing for you. So today, it's the first day of spring. Back on our show on February 20th, Becky posed a challenge to have a challenge, and I thought that was great. And isn't it great when you know that you're going to work together with others on something? You're not doing it alone. So the 27-day challenge brought us to today, and this was so fun. And I first want to thank Becky and John and Melissa and Angie and Brittany and us that were going through this together, because it helped me stay focused too, you know. And what you're going to find, what you focus on, it just happens, you guys. So what is it you're focusing on? Just think about that. So I want to go right to, I asked Becky and Melissa and John to come on today to share a little bit about looking back on this 27 days, about what it did for them, what they learned, and I want to hope to end the show and talk about our next challenge that we can all work together on. So with that, we're going to head to Arizona and welcome Melissa. Hey, Melissa. Oops. I am so sorry. See, I'm working the soundboard. Melissa, are you there? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I'm here.
I was there.
Yeah, it went dead.
That's so funny. I worked the show for Kevin today, you know, and I'm out there chit-chatting with people, which is so fun, and I did that. That's exactly what I did, so I had to switch hats.
Okay.
So, Melissa, tell us about the last 27 days. What are some things you want to share with people?
Overall, I think it was very successful. It was a big help to me because I've been trying to get more active, you know, obviously, and also drink more water. I will say that when it first started, at the end of February, it sucked because it was so cold outside. And
yeah.
I thought I was going to walk 10,000 steps a day. I was like, oh, man. So, yeah, but that was good because I actually felt really proud when I actually hit my 10,000 steps for the day, even though it was freaking
awesome.
Freezing. Yeah, I did miss it on some days. Go ahead.
What were your challenges? Share again what you challenged yourself
I
to
wanted,
do.
I wanted to walk 10,000 steps a day and drink at least 90 ounces of water a day. I had absolutely no problem with the water. That was easy because I had actually already started doing that. I just needed my amount for the day, so that was easy. But I have actually stopped. I was drinking flavored water and energy drinks, and I've stopped doing that.
Okay.
I'm not drinking flavored water or energy drinks anymore.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's
huge. Yeah.
So the 10,000 steps.
Yeah, I hit it most days. I probably hit like 80%. Because honestly, it's actually been the last week for some. I know exactly why. We just had some crazy schedules going on. You know, I was basically driving the entire time. The truck never really parked for like the past 5 days. But other than that, I did pretty good. I hit my 10,000 steps most days, and I have this lovely little tracker on my iPhone, a little health tracker.
Yeah.
And it's got my averages, and I know what my average was before I started. It was 2,500 steps a day. And my average since the challenge has actually gone up from 2,500 steps a day to 6,339 steps a day
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So what do you attribute that to? What do you attribute that to? I mean,
really
for the
challenge
fact that you got out and walked. The challenge?
Yeah. Yeah, if I hadn't have done the challenge, I might not have done it, especially with it being so cold at the end of February and the beginning of March. If it hadn't been for the challenge, I wouldn't have done it. No.
That is so cool. So if you didn't do the challenge, you would just say, "Oh, I'll do this tomorrow."
right. I'll wait till, right. Oh, let's wait till it warms up. And I've been doing that for years. Let's wait till warmer weather.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, it's just, it doesn't happen. So
this
challenge was a big, big, big help to me. It got me started. And
I listened
to Effortless Healing, the book by Dr. Mercola, and I'm starting to work the 9 steps, which I've already done step one. That's easy with the water. And I'm working on step two is the veggies. I already put a bunch of veggies in my smoothies, but I'm looking fermenting and sprouting and all that other stuff. So that's what I'm working on right now.
So for everybody, this is because I know Kevin was talking about the Effortless Healing. Tell them a little bit more about what that is.
Okay. Well, basically what it is. Yeah, there's 9 steps that he goes through, and he puts them in order of importance. So he emphasizes really, really emphatically that you need to do it 1 step at a time. Don't get overwhelmed by listening to the whole book and going, oh, my God, I can never do that. He's like, do it 1 step at a time, and they're in order of importance. So step one is make sure you drink pure, clean water. And he goes over all the benefits, and then he talks about veggies. And I don't have all the steps memorized. But he goes over all of them and explains the benefits. And he has, like, action plans in there for you and a list of healers and herders, jam-packed full of really good information. He actually even has a section
great.
In there he actually even has a section in there on goals. The very end of the book is all about goals.
Isn't that interesting? Well, it just all plays together, doesn't it? I love it. I lost my train of thought for 1 second there. You were talking about the 9 steps. Oh, you said that too. Like a couple different things. Like he even said, like don't do them all at once, right? So
right.
And then I was thinking back to when you were talking about the 10,000 steps too, and where you know you set that goal of doing that much every day, but you got to give yourself the grace too to say, you know what. And most times you know when you're making excuses and when it just does not fit, you know, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all know that, mm-hmm. and we have to be able to recognize that. So I love that you said, that you pointed that out, the 9 steps, you said don't do, it says baby steps we talk about, you know, to do a little bit at a time. Instead of the all or nothing thing. And that to me goes back to Kevin saying, like, this isn't a deadline for this stuff, you know. We can be doing something. A little bit all the time.
Yeah, I'm very happy with my improvement, you know, so I don't feel like I failed at all. I've definitely made an improvement, for sure.
Huge. So what does it make you look forward to next? Like, what do you want to do next?
Oh, I'm working the 9 steps.
There's
everything that you need to do to be completely healthy is in there. It talks about drinking, eating, exercise. All of it. So that's what I'm doing right now, is I'm working those 9 steps.
Great. Okay, because I'm going to put a challenge out to everybody, too, at the end. We're going to get to keep this going, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. I like it.
Okay, so with me saying that there's going to be another challenge at the end, what would you tell to anybody here listening about coming on board with the challenge?
If you ever had trouble accomplishing something and you just keep putting it off and putting it off, there is something to be said about putting it out there so everybody knows that you said you were going to do it. And there's something to get in the back of your mind that goes, oh, my gosh, everybody's going to know that I didn't do it. And it makes you do it.
Yeah.
So it does help.
Okay.
It does help with you. It's like
great.
Accountability. It absolutely helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Oh, good. Okay, so I know you're on board, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Listen. I tell you, it helped so much to getting feedback from you throughout the 27 days, too, just to know you were so cute. Your energy, you can actually feel it. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. You guys have a good weekend.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. We're going to head now to Texas, too. Oh, I did the same thing. Just a minute, Becky. I'm coming over here. Okay, Becky, there you are.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great. Doing great, thanks. I love talking to you guys. So, Becky, tell us about your 27-day challenge.
Well, I my challenge was to basically work on the eating healthy, and as you know, I'm also training for the half marathon in May.
Yeah.
And I got on the Advocare stuff, which I hate doing supplements and vitamins, so I've actually done very well with that. I've only missed like a couple of days. So, in fact, Russ always teases me because I will never forget one of the dog's medicines, but myself, I forget it all. So,
the what?
Like, when I have to take stuff like vitamins, pills, medicine, anything like that, I'm horrible about remembering it. Oddly enough, if the dogs are on medicine, I'll remember theirs.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, they'll never miss a dose, but me, not so much.
So what's the biggest thing that you got?
The biggest thing I got was to more of the water. More of the water, making sure I was at least attempting to eat right as I sit here in my Jeep and finish off a frozen yogurt. But for the most part, I have actually. but you know, being home, you gotta treat yourself. But for the most part, I've become more active, eating better, and even though I say I just polished off a frozen yogurt, I've run with the dog already this morning. I've walked with the dog already this evening, and done a ton of active physical things already today. So I don't really feel guilty about the yogurt,
Oh, heavens no. I think, no. You gotta love that and enjoy it, you know? Absolutely.
Exactly.
So how does the 27-day challenge help you? Like challenge yourself, first of all, committing to it and being part of a group that you know that was going forward with it. How did that help you?
Oh, it helps tons because you've got accountability partners. You've got, just like Melissa said, put it out there, and you've kind of got to follow through, or, everybody knows that you didn't. And that is probably the best thing in the world to keep you motivated. It's the main reason why we have a running group here at home. It's just, a bunch of us girls, but every morning the phone starts dinging, ding, 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 and you know what that means. people are out there running, and if you haven't gone yet, guess what? Mm. It's your turn, because you know they're going to be waiting to hear what you did that day. And even if it's a rest day or whatever, as long as you know you've been kind of reporting in what you've done, rest days, obviously you need those too, but it makes a difference when other people are involved and know what you're doing. It makes a huge difference in how successful you're going to be. That's not to say you can't be successful if you're just doing it on your own, but boy, it sure helps to have that motivation. And Thursdays, especially, I know with the running group, if you're down and we call it, when you were talking earlier about your 100-mile bike ride, we call it the monsters. Mm-hmm. The mental monsters, and we all have them.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend who has done now, I think, 9 marathons, and even now she still gets mental monsters. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you can't. Mm-hmm. And, people will look at that and go, well, good grief, she's done 9. But it doesn't matter how many you've done. You still get mental monsters.
You do. I agree with that.
And
that's
so,
good to hear, too, isn't it? Isn't that so good to hear? It's like, oh, okay. This is normal.
It is good to hear, because if someone of that caliber gets them, there's no way a beginner's not going to get them. And we're all guilty. I tell you what, I can almost talk myself out of doing a run just by, oh, it's too humid. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too cold. Oh, it's too crowded here. Oh, I don't have my right shoes. Oh, the sun and moon aren't aligned today. I mean, I tell you what. You can always find an excuse not to go.
Yeah. And I love that. I mean, that goes with so much in life. There was a running book that I had read before, and, it stuck with me, and it's right along the lines of what you said. And I've used this over and over and over again. And it's like what you said, you know, it's raining outside. I don't want to run. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go do it anyways. You know, so with anything you want to do, whether it's, you know, like that, go for a run, go for a walk, I don't know, get up and talk in front of people, but, you know, try this new thing. It's like, it doesn't matter. I'm going to do it and I'll find a way. So that is so powerful to,
it is. Your mind is, in fact, I saw a thing on Facebook today. It says your body can achieve almost anything. It's your mind you have to convince. And
absolutely.
That is absolutely true. I tell you what, I have now done 3 half marathons, and before each one, I still sit there the night before or lining up for that race going, oh, gosh, what if I can't do it? You know, what if I don't finish? And your mind, let me tell you, will take over and run with it. It truly will.
It's so true. You know what? And I'd love to hear your opinion, people's opinion on this, because we all go through this with all these different things. You know, what are some things, you know, what can we do to learn more about this is what I'm thinking, like that mental. Huh. It sounds like we need to have a show on that. We need to have a show to, because I would like, you know, like, oh, even Dave Ramsey says that, you know, you find people like you did, like, too. Okay, so you want to go run a marathon, so you go find people that are doing it, and you get around it. We have the mentor program within Let's Truck. So if people want to find out how to be an owner-operator, you go find people that are doing it, you know. So we need some more on this whole mental thing. Find somebody who if there can be a person that has it nailed down to come and teach us even a little bit more strategies to deal with it.
Exactly. And, and it is. That mental thing is, it'll beat you up every single time and give you every reason in the world not to do it. That's the hardest thing, even for me to push, even still at this point, to push past. It truly is.
Yeah. You know, one of the strategies that I had learned before, I had done it before the Cleveland Marathon, where I'd read it. Again, it's a need how sometimes you'll read or you'll hear something and you, like, tuck that away. And it can be with any challenge I think you have in life, but you actually put a face to it. Put in, you know, like, make it something actual, tangible, where you say, okay, there you are, you know, tired. I knew I was going to be tired. Hey, come run with me. Hey, come on this next journey with me then if it's something. But put a face to it. And say, it's okay, just come along with me and do it. And then pretty soon it's gone, you know, because it helps you get forward.
Exactly.
So, great. So are you ready for the next challenge too, Becky?
I am.
Good. So we'll grow this group. I appreciate you being a part of it again too, because it helped me as well to know we were all moving forward together. So thank you. You were the one that said, hey, let's do a challenge.
Hey, and post the name of that book that Melissa was talking about on the Destination Health, because I didn't have anything to write it down with, so I would like to.
It's Effortless Healing. It's on Dr. Mercola's website.
Oh, okay.
Search Mercola, Mercola, Effortless Healing.
Okay. I will definitely get that book and start down that journey with Melissa, because that actually sounds pretty good.
I know. And I will too as well. So I'm anxious to go look at it. So thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Kim. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks. Okay, we're going to head off to Georgia here and talk to Daniel. Welcome, Daniel. How are you?
Oh, I am currently in the Watermelon 500, currently on a caution flag.
You're what? Really?
Around Atlanta, the 285 loop is also known as the Watermelon 500. Caution flag, which means it's rush hour and there's accidents.
At 4:30. Oh, my goodness. So is this a good time for you to talk? I want you to be safe.
Well, it's all a matter of picking the right lane. So I seem to be in a decent one. It's moving for right now.
Okay. I just want you to be safe.
Oh, yeah. There's room in front of me for morons.
Okay. Well, what can I help you with, Daniel? What do you want to share?
Well, I think I'm on, like, the full day one of completely kicking out soda from my drinking.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Tell me more.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Well, when I went to go hit the water fountain, well, near the fountain thing, there was an option to put, like, a cherry flavor shot in there, so I kind of did that.
Uh-huh.
And it's going pretty good.
Good, because I was going to ask you what the strategy you were doing I believe that you have to have a strategy. You have something, you know, if you're going to kick something, you got to have it figured out how you're going to do it, so.
Well, it was pretty much, I didn't exactly know what I was going to do until I did it.
Okay.
And just trying, because I seen the flavor shots, I just never knew how they worked.
Okay, so, and this is, again, it's a little baby stuff thing, so. So you were used to drinking soda in the truck a lot?
Yes. Did I what?
You were used to drinking soda a lot in the truck. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And I'm saying soda. Up here in Ohio, we call it pop.
Well, where I'm originally from, we call it pop. Some say soda. Some say soda pop. Some call it Coke.
Right. So,
where I'm at in the country, it's called soda.
There we go. Okay. It's so funny. That's one of those things. So first of all, I just applaud you for making that decision, because that's kind of scary, first of all. And it sounds like, okay, I'm going to do that today. But then as the day goes on, you know, how have you been able to keep going today?
Well, I don't necessarily need the caffeine. It's nice, but I don't need it necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
ADD kind of, you know, being a little hyper at times works. But I also keep my mind pretty well. I always try to keep it moving and grooving, thinking of something.
Uh-huh.
And,
good. Keep them busy.
Yeah. So I've been trying to build a building and lay out the plans in my head as I'm driving, and that is a pretty good way to keep my mind busy.
Oh, good for you.
I make the joke that if I have free time to think of something, something bad's going to happen. Bad things happen when I think.
Well, you're building a building
in your head.
That doesn't sound like something bad. But you know what?
No.
And that's where... Well, I think, you know, they say that, it's hilarious, because we always tell Kevin no more showers, because that's where he gets all his ideas. But when you're showering, or like when you're driving, when you're doing something kind of automatic, and I don't want to say driving's automatic, but you shift to that creative side of thinking, you know, where you end up getting ideas, and you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And that's, I think it's a good thing, so... So that's helped you, though, right, as far as dealing with
I got to say that I've noticed that the amount that I drink since I've switched has decreased, I mean, dramatically. I've just went and filled up, like, the 44-ounce cup that I normally put the soda, the pop in.
Yeah,
Whereas right now I'm usually down into the last little bit of it, but from the time when I filled up to now, I'm probably like 2 inches down from where I filled it.
Okay. Isn't that interesting? And, you know, because the sugar and stuff, that's so addicting, you know, where you just, you know, and it tastes good, and not that water doesn't. I love water. I'm addicted to water. But, yeah, it's interesting that you notice the difference between the two. How fast. And you know what, I encourage you to think about this, and this is something that's come into my forefront thinking recently too, because I used to always think when I'm going to, you know, hone my healthy eating a little bit more, I'm thinking about what I'm going to cut out, you know, just like you're thinking about cutting out your pop or your soda. But I hate this word, but, you know, think of what you're getting, and I love that way of thinking anymore. Now you're getting some, you know, good clean water, or, you know, your whatever healthy liquid you're going to drink that replacing the pop, instead of thinking the deprivation, you know. So You know, you
I always like to do the water boy.
The what?
I like to think of the water boy. You know, you get the high quality H2O.
No, you didn't get crickets. I was trying to hear you said about the water what and then H2O.
Yeah, well, there's a movie called The Water Boy.
With Adam Sandler?
The high quality H2O. Yeah, so Water Boy. His favorite drink is water.
That is awesome. So see, there you go. You put it in a great context to just keep it going.
I did have a question, though. Kevin had mentioned something about, like, an all-fat kind of diet, or not really a diet, but that he's changing the way he eats to where there's more fat in there, completely cutting
more
out carbs. And I'm just wondering, how would that work with driving?
Okay, and it's not so he's cutting out grains right now, and that's where he himself is feeling the most benefit by cutting out the grains. And what he noticed is that before, when he cut out carbs, he was missing something else. A lot of people will leave out. And we have such a bad connotation for fat. There are good fats. And when he's talking about fat, he's talking about the good fats, like your avocados or your coconut oil, a little bit of olive oil. And it's not going crazy with it, but you find incorporating some good fats throughout the day. Personally myself, I put a tablespoon of coconut oil in with my protein drink. Okay? Not that we have a disclaimer or anything, we always say, find what works for you, but you get both sides of this. Some people say no fat at all, but we are talking about the good, healthy fats. And again, I'm thinking about the avocados, I'm thinking about coconut oil. Finding a way, whether you add some avocado to your sandwich, or like I said, throw some coconut oil in with a smoothie. I'm not sure if you have a Nutribullet or blend up any type of drinks on the road. Tell me a little bit about if I share like that. What with what you your meals during the day on the road? Can you tell me a little bit more about that? About what's a typical day like? What do you have for breakfast? What do you have for lunch? Just start there.
I don't have any breakfast. It's pretty much wake up, go.
Okay.
Until today, last night was when I really started, and then to today, my day has pretty much been wake up, get a cup of usually it was a Pepsi or a Coke, and I would use that. I would actually drink instead of eating.
Yeah.
And that would be, for the most part, somewhere during the day I'd go and I'd stop and, I might go to Subway one day and get like a half a sub. Like a meatball or like that chicken teriyaki, kind of like that. Or I'll get like a small fry and a chicken, a small thing of fries and a chicken sandwich. And then for dinner, usually I'd go in my cooler and I've got chicken patties from Tyson.
Okay.
And I just nuke those up in the microwave and usually mix it in with blue cheese and hot sauce, and that's pretty much about it.
Okay, so you have you have a cooler and you have a microwave in your with you?
No, unfortunately I don't have an inverter in this truck that's big enough to run one. So I'll just walk into the truck stop and
microwave.
At least that's one upside, I think, compared to having a microwave in the truck, is at least I'm forced to walk in and out.
Right. And if you have it with you, at least you're controlling it by what you have with you, to make that happen. So, Daniel, I hope you'll stick close with us, because there's a couple things that I think of right away that I would encourage you to do. First of all, breakfast. When you get up and get going, I'm not a huge I love breakfast, tell you the truth, but our mornings are so crazy. I will find if I don't do something quick, that gets some protein and some fat in me, and I do a protein drink. A lot of people say, I get most of my protein from food, but I will make a quick protein drink that has some almond milk, my protein powder, and that tablespoon of coconut oil. That gets me going. That gets you started. And you'll find that satiation from that and not getting hungry where I'm just going to grab everything like crazy. So just two things I really encourage you to take a look at. Find something that you can have for a quick breakfast. We have a lot of people that use a NutriBullet on the trucks to make a quick smoothie. I have my protein drink and have a shaker jar, a shaker thing, and just do it with water if I need to, just to get it in and get that day started, okay? The thing, and Kevin talked about this on the show last week, I believe, too, and I use it. It's called MyFitnessPal. Track your food and see. And just maybe for the next week, track it. And then you have some numbers. I mean, you have some data then to look at and say, okay, maybe I'll just tweak this here or tweak that there. And what you're doing already with the water versus the pop is huge, 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 huge. So if you would look at that these next 2 weeks, I would love to hear back from you next week. You look at tracking your food on that MyFitnessPal. It's on an app. And trying to get something in for breakfast that has some protein and some fat in it.
Now, I just have an additional little thought tweak on this. I've got a family history on both sides of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, how does that change anything, or does it? Or the lactose intolerance part?
The what part? I'm sorry?
Lactose intolerant.
I missed that last part. I'm sorry.
I guess I've got an issue with anything milk.
Yeah.
Dairy.
Oh, okay.
Only because I'm lactose intolerant. I still have stove cheese. It's not a very good smelling truck after a while.
Okay. Well, I mean, have you ever tried any of the almond milks? The almond milks are great. They really are. I use a sugar-free vanilla, with my protein powder. The almond milks are great. There's some great alternatives that you can do there. But you can also I use a plant-based protein. I don't use a protein that has whey protein in it. I use a plant-based and mix it with water when I need to.
What's your opinion on tuna helper?
On tuna helper?
Yeah.
I would run from it fast. Because.
Really?
It's a process. It is, if you look at the ingredients. So there's a third thing, okay? Start reading labels. That's just great. And they do it as being something fast, but it's a processed food. Any way you can get away from processed foods, if it's going to be quick like that, it's not going to do you well. It really isn't. There's things in that ingredient that you not only can't pronounce, you'd have to look up and see what they are. So keep it simple. I know that sounds like that's something simple because it's a quick, easy meal, but when I'm talking simple, I'm thinking back to basics, as close to natural as you can, as far as your fruits and vegetables. But again, baby steps going forward. Start trying to get something for breakfast. Track your food and read labels. I just added that because you added it because that was great. We had a couple on here when we did our first show. Because of his DOT exam, and they knew they had to make changes fast, the first thing they started doing was reading labels. So,
do they
you'll
make
find
a, like a? I've seen they have like carrots and like carrot chips where they're already like pre-cut, and I guess
yep.
I'm curious.
Yep.
Do they have something similar with celery? Because get stuff where they got celery sticks, I like munching on them. Don't ever see them other than with a garnish.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, Walmart is great, but celery would be one of the easiest ones I think you could buy a pack of and you wash them, and just have them handy, to tell you the truth. You know, there's no peeling, there's no nothing, and that, oh my gosh, it's one of the, that's probably even better for you. That's better for you than carrots. And carrots have, you know, they're a starchy vegetable that has sugar in it, so celery is one of the best vegetables you can have, too. You think of those green vegetables. So doing something like that is just that strategy you can have in place to have with you when you are hungry and so forth. Most people that are successful, I mean, even at home, wherever you are, if you plan what you have for your meals and for your snacks and you have it ready as you can, then you're just setting yourself up for success. It's pretty much it.
Well, all right.
Okay, so I'm going to throw this on you, Junior. So what are a couple things you're going to do this next week? You've already done the pop soda. You're going to keep that going, right?
Yeah, I'm going to see about getting more celery in the truck.
Okay.
There's some sort
That's
of
awesome.
Track your food app. What was the name of it?
Yeah, it's called MyFitnessPal.
MyFitnessPal. Okay. Is that on the Android, too, or?
Yeah, it should absolutely be on the Android, too. I have an iPhone, so it's just an app store. But go to Google Play Store, and you will find it.
Okay. All righty, then.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to start small, and that way it's
absolutely
doable.
Yep.
And so we'll just do those couple – see if I can find something for breakfast that's not totally unhealthy.
Yeah, there you go.
You
don't want to go the bagel route.
A bagel?
What's the running joke? No, you don't want to do a bagel.
Well, I thought I heard you said bagel. And usually the joke when I go into any kind of fast food place is I want something hot, tasty, and not necessarily good for me.
And so how are you going to change that around?
Could be hot, could be
Reframe
cold.
That one
tasty
for
would
me.
Be nice. How about definitely healthy or at least moderately healthy?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a change in the right direction.
That is a huge change in the right direction. I hope you realize that. So, okay,
well,
you know,
I'd like to drop 80 pounds eventually, sometime.
Okay.
Like you're saying, there's no timetable. So I think I'd be okay with where I'm at if I dropped like 80 pounds, and that put me in a better spot for that body mass index anyway.
Okay. Good for you. Well, listen to the challenge at the end of the show and come on board with us. And just, I mean, it's only going to be, I think this one's going to be like a 45-day one. So come on board with us, okay?
Okay.
Well, be safe in there in Georgia, and I just give you huge kudos for the steps you've taken, Daniel. Good job.
Yay, man.
Okay. Talk to you soon. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank
you. Okay, we're going to head off to Connecticut and talk to John. I pushed the wrong button again, John, just a second. Okay, there we go. Hey, John, how are you?
Hi, Kim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And you?
I am really, really, really pissed off right now.
Oh, you don't sound like it, which is good.
Well, because I purposely put a smile on so I would sound happy.
Okay.
Because I don't want everybody else in the audience to get, you know, I don't want to rub my anger off on everybody else and have them affected by my anger. I'm really pissed. Can I tell you why I'm pissed? I am in Connecticut right now, and somebody canceled spring because I'm in the middle of a goddamn snowstorm. And I am in traffic, and I'm moving 3 miles an hour on the highway. And today's the first day of spring. You know, somebody cut me a break here in the Northeast.
No, the East hasn't got a break at all this winter, so that stinks.
Okay, I feel better. I feel better that I got that off my chest. Thank you. well, I wanted to check in today because of the 27-day challenge. And I have to say, I did infinitely better than I would have done otherwise without the challenge. What I had said in the beginning of the challenge is I had really struggled. I kind of made a deal with myself. Every day that I hit my goal for walking, I put a dollar in a jar.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I had gone almost 2 months and I put $4 in the jar. So I had done very good. Now in the 27 days, I put $20 in the jar.
Oh,
so
my God.
I wasn't 100%, but I was 100%, even though I wasn't 100% on the money of doing it. So
yeah.
I'm really happy that, and I have to thank you for the encouragement, and I thank you for the text messages and Brittany for sending the text messages, and Angie too. I almost forgot Angie. I'm sorry, Angie.
Yep. She found the best pictures.
And you know, some of those really made me laugh. Some of them were very encouraging. Some of them made me laugh. And I knew that every day there was going to be something cool and fun that was going to come on my phone. So that
good.
Was actually 50% of the encouragement, those silly little pictures that were being sent. So thank
great.
You, Angie. I really appreciate those. So I'm really thrilled that we did this. And I don't care what this 45-day challenge is. I'm going to blindly say yes. Whatever
awesome.
It is, if it's 45 days to climb Mount Everest, I'm going to say yes. I might not make it to the top of Mount Everest, but damn it, if everybody else is trying, so am I.
That's right. Yeah, we'll lift each other up. That's for sure. I am
absolutely
excited, John. That is so. Congratulations to you, because that is just so, first of all, just saying yes, that I'm going to do this, and that's what you did. Yes, I'm a part of this. And sometimes we'll do that, you know, where we might not feel motivated, but we're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. Whatever it is you're going to do, I'm going to do it. Because it just, we just do so much better together as a group. So I'm so
absolutely.
Grateful for you guys doing it.
Absolutely.
So what would you tell, what would you tell everybody as we're, you know, this next 45 days, what would you tell them if they, not even if they don't, they might not even know what they want to do. What would you tell them about the next challenge?
I think that pick anything. Pick something big, pick something small. The last guy who was on, I applaud him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
the work that he's doing. And, I mean, I'm the king of very slow change. I mean, everybody's heard my peanut butter sandwich story. So, you know, don't try to do it all once. Just pick one
right.
thing today, change it, make that a habit. You know, I'm stealing Kevin's words here, but make it a habit. And once you've ingrained that into a habit, then make the next little change. I used to look at everything with health and with weight loss and such. Like, these are my big goals. I no longer have really big goals anymore. I got rid of the big goals because I would get bummed out when I didn't hit them.
Yeah.
Now I just want to change habits. I want to change behaviors. And I want to set little tiny goals. And ultimately, I know that if I keep hitting all my little goals, the big goal will
mm-hmm.
come. Without me ever
absolutely.
Setting a goal to get there. So
that's,
I think, really a positive thing that I have taken out of the 27-day challenge. That, you know, I have to admit, the 7 days that I missed, and I'm not making excuses, but damn it, I'm in the Northeast, and between cold and the
right.
snow, I mean, there were just some days I looked out the door and I said, bullshit, I'm not going out there. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, so,
and
again, I'm not making excuses. Maybe I would have gotten a few more days in. But I didn't get down on myself like I normally
mm-hmm.
do.
Good.
When
that's huge.
I didn't. Yeah. I have to admit that, you know, I think one of the problems that I've had in the past is I'd miss a day and then the next day I'd get down on myself and I'd say, well, shit,
mm-hmm.
I missed yesterday. What's the big deal about
right.
missing today?
Right.
And then
right.
and then you've created a habit. The problem is the habit is
right.
not doing the walking. So
right.
I'm going opposite direction with the habit. And now I'm not beating myself up. And I'm saying to myself that, okay, it's okay that you didn't do it today. Even if it's three steps, you have to put your sweats on and put your iPod on and put your headphones on and take three steps. That's it. And, of course, once you're already dressed and you're out there, three steps is not going to be enough. You're going to go do whatever you need to do. And just getting that momentum to get moving, that's absolutely positivity. So if somebody wants to do a personal 45-day challenge, just – pick one thing, no matter how small it is. I have a great challenge for the guy who was just on the phone. Have him change the amount of water that he's drinking over the next 45 days. Because he had said that he's not drinking soda, but he's also not drinking a lot of water. I would like to see him drink more water and challenge himself to just drink one more ounce of water a day. Just one more.
Yeah.
And think about it. At the end of the 45 days, it'd be 45 ounces of water. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. See,
small,
I love that about
small
the
change.
Group. And that's what we're all about, you guys, too, is saying, hey, what about this? Well, and challenge each other to do something. And I love that. Oh, my gosh. So... John,
hey, not everything I've tried has worked, but, you just try it.
Well, you know what? If it did, you weren't doing enough. So, isn't it true? You wouldn't be doing enough if it was all coming easy. So, one of the biggest things you just said that over the 20 days and you let yourself have the 7, it's so true. You guys... don't set yourself up for failure by saying you're going to get 100% right, because there is no way. And again, if it is, then you're not stretching yourself enough. So give yourself the grace. I'm a huge Dave Ramsey fan too. Where he says, give yourself the grace. Give yourself grace to be human. And in your head when you're making excuses and when you're not, and when you're not, you just need a day off. Let yourself have it. Let yourself have. I mean, life's too good, Enjoy every bit, so.
Absolutely.
Okay, John.
And thank you.
Well, I can't wait to hear what your next challenge is going to be, and we're on board for the next 45 days. Love it.
Okay.
Have
a good day.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Here. You too. Bye now. We are going to head off to hear Kim. Welcome to the show. Hello? Are you there, Kim? And I pushed the right button this time. I'm going to come back to you, dear. How about let's head to Kansas? Colin, how are you? I'm not having much luck here. Colin, you there? Okay, how about Pennsylvania? Tom, are you there, Tom?
I'm here, Kim.
Oh, there we go. Okay, how are you?
I'm doing great today, and yourself?
I'm doing well, too. Thank you. So, Tom, I know you were coming aboard to ask to share with us some exciting things going on at MAT. But I'm also going to challenge you to join our 45-day challenge.
Well, unlike John, I never commit to something until I know what it is. But once you tell me, because honestly, when I heard that, if I was you, Kim, I'd go, no problem, John. Your challenge is to give me $1 the first day, $2 the second day, $3 the third day.
One of those.
He said he agreed to anything. So.
Yeah, I'm not setting you guys up for anything. You'll hear it. All you guys, the people that did the 27-day challenge, they decided what they wanted to do. I think that is the only thing that's going to work. So you're going to decide on two things that you're going to work on. The next one to two things. Let's do that. We did the 1-2 punch, before. So that's why I was going on two things. But just going to ask everybody to choose at least one, two max things that they're going to work on the next 45 days. So.
The first one is easy for me. It's going to be I want to walk no fewer steps the next day than I did the day before. So if I walk, let's say, 5,000 steps one day, even if it's only 5,001 the next day, I don't want to walk any fewer than the previous day.
Okay.
And then the next thing is I want to get more consistent about cooking on the truck again. I've been a little lazy lately with all the stress and scheduling issues, and you know some about that. I want to get to the point where I'm at least cooking on the truck 4 to 5 meals a week.
Okay, I was going to ask you a little bit more detail on that. So there you go. You gave it to me.
At least 4 to 5, because now I'm lucky if I'm doing 2. So, you know, and that's why I said at least 4 to 5.
Is that a week? Are you talking about a week?
And that's a week. Yeah, no, not 4 to 5 meals a day. That's a little excessive. But that's the basics for me on that one. And then as far as that, I think it was David who called in. For breakfast, if you have problems with lactose, three things I would suggest. Get yourself some quick oats. You can just make those on the truck with some hot water, maybe put in a handful of frozen berries, flavor with some cinnamon, maybe a little bit of coconut oil, but that's a good non-dairy way to get a breakfast started. And then for the other thing that I found I like are the Power Crunch bars, because they're low in carbs, high in protein, without a lot of extra ingredients in them.
Nice. What kind of
And then
of
the other thing is you can get protein powders. One of the main ones that I use is actually made from beef protein. It's actually vegan. So it's 4 ingredients. It has actually some extra added vitamins and minerals. So basically in one drink, you know, it gives me a good jump start for the day.
Okay. Hey, is that by any chance, is that from Bob Perry's site? Is that Rolling Stone?
Well, how did you guess, Kim? Yes, it is. It is Bob Perry's product.
Well, the clue was you said, 4 or 5 ingredients, and that is probably one of the best plant-based protein drinks I've seen. So, yeah, we'll share that site at the a little bit more about that, too. So, okay, Tom, so share with us about what is going on at MAPS next week, that if anybody is heading to Louisville, what they're going to want to check out.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff going on, and I'm involved in some of those stuff. Some of my friends are doing another stuff, and it's the only order that I'm listing things in, so I keep track, is the order in which it's occurring during the days.
That's good. This is
not, you know, the order does not, you know, reference an endorsement or anything of that nature or preference. Starting out Thursday morning, I believe it's at 9 a.m. in the Papa John's parking lot, Jeannie Lennox and Les Willis from the Heart Smart Highway, they're going to be doing green smoothies and basically demonstrating the Nutribullet. So you can go over there, get yourself kind of a breakfast shot, get going. That's 9 till 10, if I remember correctly, on Thursday morning. You can also stop by anytime, you know, of a morning or of an evening in the parking lot, and they're going to have some giveaways and some sign-ups to win your own Nutribullet. Starting at 10 o'clock, Linda, Kathy, and I will be over the Freightliner food talking to, and unfortunately from 10 to noon is the VIP session, or 10 to 1, but we'll be talking to anybody who comes by about cooking on the truck and the electronic version of the Rolling Kitchen Cookbook, which is scheduled to come out at MAPS. It's a cookbook that all the recipes can be made by drivers on the truck. Linda and I have been working together along with Team Run Smart for the last year to compile all these recipes and test them and make sure they're doable on the truck. And, you know, we're very, very proud on there. There's recipes in there from Bob Perry and his staff at Rolling Strong. Lindsay Lawler has one in there. Linda and I have recipes in there. There's quite a few other drivers and other people in the trucking industry that have recipes in there. And Linda and I are extremely proud and honored to be a part of that project, because it is something that we've really been working on quite diligently for the last year to get it done. And you can stop by at any point during the truck show at the Team Run Smart booth or at the Freightliner Hospitality suite or trailer over in the Papa John's lot, and you can get information on how to get your own free copy of this one off. You know, electronically. Let's see.
Hey,
then,
Wait, sure. Hey, Tom, where is the Freightliner booth? What wing is that in over
the
there?
South Hall. I don't have a booth number, but anybody who's ever been to Mass, it's really hard to miss. It's only about 25 to 30,000 square feet.
Yeah, I know.
So you basically walk, you know, I think it's the main doors to the South Hall, and it'll be pretty much right there on your right. And they got giant signs hanging from the ceiling. So I'm not going to say you can't miss it, but it's a challenge to miss that one. That's Thursday from 10 to, Thursday all day, but Linda and I will be there specifically from 10 to noon. And Linda will be there throughout the rest of the day as part of the Team Run Smart and the weekend. She's got a few other commitments, but she'll be there quite a bit. I'll be doing different things at different booths throughout the truck show. So if anybody wants to find out where I am, either ask at the Team Run Smart booth. They should know where I am or know how to get a hold of me, or you can look for my schedule on my website, which is roadtestedliving.com. And that's, like I said, that's Thursday morning there. Then Thursday evening at we'll start meeting up about 6:30, but at 7 o'clock is the Trucking Solutions Group Health Walk. They're going to meet over at the Papa John's lot by the OIDA stage, and they're going to walk. It's a destination walk. They're going to walk over the Churchill Downs. Round trip, it's just a little bit over a mile. It's about a mile and a third, right around there. So they'll walk over to there. We'll take a couple group pictures. You can kind of walk around a little bit. Unfortunately, they're closed for the day, so you won't be able to, you know, to tour the facility. But you will be able to, you know, see the outside and see where the Kentucky Derby is run and take some pictures with some of the statues and things that are outside. And then we'll walk back for 8 o'clock, where Linda and I are doing the first ever Cooking in the Truck Summit. And this will be at Freightliner Hospitality Trailer. And what that basically is for any driver, anybody who's interested in cooking in the truck, it can be also people from the industry. So we're asking everybody to come by. For those who cook on the truck and are members of cooking groups, you know, regardless of which group it is, feel free to talk about and promote your group a little bit. Notes will be taken. It will be posted both on the Facebook page for Cooking in the Truck Summit and on Road Tested Living. But it's going to be a way that you can exchange ideas, you know, maybe share stories about what your favorite cooking appliance is, storage ideas for the truck. It's really just kind of to share information and resources. And then also we want to have a discussion on ways that we can try to get the industry involved and to make cooking in the truck and overall living in the truck more better and more accessible for drivers, as well as a little bit more economical. You know, one of the suggestions is, maybe come up with a list of some items we'd like to see truck stops carry, as well as a price point that we feel is economical that we'd be interested in buying it at. So this could give some truck stops ways to better serve their customers, and more importantly, put the prices in a range where the drivers feel good about it. Because, we can talk about truck stop pricing all day and whether or not it's fair, and there's, you know, two sides to every story, but it's one of those things, as I often feel, if they would put some of this stuff at a little more reasonable price point, they would attract more business and sell more volume, which ultimately helped their bottom line. But, you know, these are just ways we're looking to try to get the industry involved. We've had several various industry groups express an interest in showing up to listen to what the drivers have to say. So this really is a chance to come and make your voice heard. We're not promoting anyone's style of cooking. You know, whether you're somebody who just reheats from a can or does full vegan meals on the truck or anything in between. This is just all about to exchange ideas. There's no one right way. There's no one wrong way. It's all about just drivers helping drivers and exchanging resources and networking. And once again, it's just about informing the industry. There's a bunch of people out there who are passionate about food and passionate about their health, and we would really like you to be part of this, shifting the health, if you want to say, or this journey to health that we're trying to take.
Right.
And that's really the purpose of the summit.
Okay. When is the summit happening, Tom?
That it's starting at 8 o'clock at the Freightliner Hospitality Trailer over in the Papa John's lot.
And what day? I'm sorry.
That's Thursday evening at 8.
Great. Okay, Thursday evening at 8. Perfect. Okay, the summit. And then anything else, Brian? The rest of there have to be.
We got more.
good.
And then throughout the entire course of the show, it's the truckdrivershealth.org in partnership with the Walk a Mile America Foundation is going to be having a booth inside the convention center, and that booth number is 32010. And what they're doing is working to launch an awareness campaign for drivers about what happens when you neglect your health. And there's going to be an old Westman Star, essentially a show truck that has been abused for basically the last 20 years, sitting over in the Paul K. Young or PKY parking lot, in the show truck parking lot. And that's part of their display to basically educate drivers on if you don't take care of yourself, you know, there's consequences to your actions. And then what they're going to do later this year, they're going to work together with a bunch of various sponsors and other groups to rebuild the truck. And to my understanding is it's going to be a mobile vehicle that can help do driver health screenings, among other things, that will be launched the following year at MATS. So they've got a really ambitious project.
Awesome.
But you can stop by and learn about this. They're going to have access to resources there. And it's going to be an overall good experience. Also along with that, Bob Perry and the Rolling Strong team is going to be in the Freightliner booth demonstrating the FIT system. They've actually got a few new components that are coming out this year, including a portable stair stepper for the truck. So for those who are saying, oh, it was too cold in the Northeast this winter, this is an option that you can consider. You can also obviously go to Walmart and buy one too, but you know that's a way for you to kind of look at some of what's available for equipment. Bob will also be spending some time at the American Association of Owner Operators booth talking about driver health as well. And I apologize, I don't have the booth number for that one. But if you are going, if you get the show directory or the app, and I can tell you where all these different booths are. You'll be there, and I'll be spending time with Bob and his team on Saturday from, 2 to 5, if I remember correctly, was the schedule. And we'll be talking once again health, different ways that I stay active on the road, some of the successes and setbacks I've had, because over the last few months, as you and I were talking about last week, I've put on a little bit of the weight that I've lost, but, it's starting to come back off again. But, as a few people have said, the thing you got to remember, it's all about progress, not perfection. And that's a hard lesson to learn. But if you can learn it, it's going to make your life a lot easier as you achieve your goals. And then last but not least, so Heart Smart Highway is having a good friend of theirs, Julie Tussie and her husband, who are blues rock performers, going to do a small little concert starting at, I believe it's 5 on Saturday, over at the Heart Smart Highway Trailer. And once again, they're going to be doing stuff of more informal stuff most evenings, but they're going to be, out there. There's going to be some videos, literature, ways to share the information. And these are just the major things that I've been made aware of. I know, backing up briefly, Georgia Wendy Parker of the Georgia Wendy Show will actually be participating some with the truckdrivershealth.org's booth. They'll be spending some time there among some of the other obligations they have, once again, talking about health and ways to stay fit on the road. And actually, George and I were talking this morning, and we're both amazed at how really the last 6 to 8 months, drivers just have seemed to have said enough's enough. We know regulations are coming. We know changes are coming in the industry. And instead of just waiting around until something happens, we're going to be proactive ourselves and do something about trying to improve our health and try to improve our circumstances. So you know, we're really proud that the industry's trying to take some initiative on there. And then last but not least, I can't help but mention the last thing that I'm aware of that's happening, and I'm sure you're probably getting a little tickled over this, but Kevin Rutherford will be talking about fermenting and doing fermenting tastings, I believe starting around 7 or a little bit after, I think in the Papa John's lot. So anybody who's wondering what fermented veggies taste like and you know, wants to talk to Kevin about it, stop by and he'll be having some samples there. So there's a lot going on. And then that actually did remind me of two things there. For the drivers thinking of healthy snacks for the truck, you some places do sell the celery sticks that are pre-cut. I personally, though, I find it cheaper to go out and buy a head of celery. Like you said, wash it off,
right,
put it into pieces, put them in Ziploc bags. And then this way I can just store it in my cooler, grab the bag for the day, and I'm good to go. And the other thing that makes a great snack is raw asparagus.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And I'll just take it, and you know, and some people might dip it in a little bit of olive oil with some seasoning on it. But I just will grab one, you know, cut the bottom of the stem off where it tends to be the toughest a little bit, and then I'll just start gnawing on it like I would a celery or a carrot stick.
Okay.
And
a little bit different.
And that's
cool.
That's a Bob Perry idea. I get all my weird ones from him. So
he's a great guy. He really is.
But those are some great ideas on there. And also for anybody who has some diabetic challenges, his website, which is RollingStrong.com, and their Facebook page, Rolling Strong. They also have a lot of information on there for people who maybe have blood pressure or diabetes or other problems. And actually every Saturday morning, they do a free health call. If you go to their Facebook page, Rolling Strong, that's the easiest way to find out what the topic for the week is, as well as to get the call-in number. But that's a free call that they do every Saturday morning. And if you miss that, they also put up audio replays on RollingStrong.com as well. So there's tons and tons and tons of resources out there, and this is just a smattering. But, you know, even if you can't make it to the Cooking Summit or some of the other events that are going on, you know, people are more than welcome to email me at roadtestedliving@gmail.com, and I'm more than happy to give them a highlight of things that happened or link them to some of the information that I talked about today. And like I said, there's a lot going on. And for some reason, I know there's some drivers who are showing up, let's say sometime on Friday, that will be missing the summit and some of that other stuff. We're just encouraging them to either stop by the Freightliner Hospitality trailer or the Heart Smart Highway trailer, or even the Team Run Smart booth over at the Freightliner exhibit inside the convention center. And, you know, there should be somebody around who is more than willing to talk health with you and healthy living. And if not, they know how to get a hold of me and the others who are involved in that or should have an idea of where we're hiding and what we're doing at that moment. So there's definitely going to be opportunities there. And if you miss something that you really wanted to attend, don't worry about it. We'll still be more than happy to catch you up and talk to you about it. You know, we're just really looking forward to the opportunity. And I'm speaking for Linda and Les and Jeannie and a bunch of others when I say this. We just really want to meet drivers and talk to them about, you know, ways that they can be healthy. Because here's the big thing to think about. If you're healthy, ultimately it's going to make you more money because your health and your wealth are directly connected.
Absolutely. You know, and that's why I so appreciate, first of all, Tom, I want to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing everything that's going on with MAPS because I hope people realize, and I know they do, you know, you might feel alone out there when you're driving and stuff, but this is such a collective group, and I love the energy that's behind this movement and just bring it to the forefront. So go to MAPS, search out, you know, either the Freightliner booth or the Heart Smart Highway. Go to the Kevin Rutherford area and find Lisa and Kevin and, you know, talk a little bit more about there. So I'm so grateful that Kevin and Lisa and Aaron and this whole Let's Truck team has gotten behind saying that this is so important because if we don't have our health, then you know, we can work as hard as we want out there, make as much money as we want in any endeavor, but if we don't have our health, we just, the people we love in our life and have the quality of life that we want to have. So with that, you guys, I just want to thank you again for being a part. Our show has stretched a little bit longer, but I just love it. I could just sit and talk with you guys forever. But find us on Twitter, Let's Truck Health. Go to Facebook and like our page, Destination Health. And I just want you to think about this. If you knew you would not fail at something, something you want to do, something you know in your head and your heart that you want to do to move you forward, you know, join us. We're doing a 45-day challenge. This takes us to our Let's Truck CMC, our premier seminar that we're doing in Kansas City in May, starting on May 4th. So 45 days to our CMC, where I'm going to get to see some wonderful people and visit with them and so forth. And so these 45 days, whether you're at the CMC or not, we love putting like a time frame to it, so it's so manageable and it's small steps to go forward. A little bit longer than 27, but man, these 27 days went fast. So you get to decide one or two things that you know you just want to do. Don't think 10. Don't think huge. Think one or two things that you want to do, and send me your phone number and what those are to kim@letstruck.com. So it's kim@letstruck.com. Let me know what that is. What you're going to get from us at the Let's Truck team or Destination Health team, you will just get a text each day. I'm not going to say it's going to be morning or night because everybody knows I had to combine one or two days myself. But you're going to get a text from us, just a fun text, you know, it's a little motivational thing, and let you know that we are here for you and are here cheering you on, okay? So join us. You won't be sorry. So thank you so much for your time today. You matter to us. Your health matters to us. Your well-being matters to us. Until next week, keep moving. Be committed to you and be a leader out there on the road and at home in this health journey. Be healthy. Be fit. Do the hard work and master this journey to health. Have an absolutely great weekend. We appreciate you. Till next week. Bye for now.